Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you all with us today. On our way to our conversation, let me very quickly tell you what happened in the world today, in our history today, on September the 26th. This was the day that Maggie L. Walker was born. She was not just the first African-American woman to run a bank. She was the first woman in America to run a bank at the Consolidated Bank and Trust, a woman who was disabled and more and just rose to great stature and heights. This is the day she was born. This is also the day that William Levi Dawson was born in 1899. He was born in Anniston, Alabama. Now, you may not remember him at that name. Some of you might. He was a great gospel composer. I couldn't hear nobody pray, and my Lord, what a morning. But I first met him as a young person, not him, but his work, because of the symphony he wrote called the Negro Folk Symphony that he wrote in 1934. That's been played by orchestras. Not enough orchestras play it, but he was a great composer. This is also the day that Ida Owens was born in 1929. She is a woman who is an African-American woman who is working to do incredible research on the detoxification of enzymes and shedding light on how our human body defends itself against poisons. One of our leading scientists was born on this day. This is a day, by the way, I skipped out, that T.S. Eliot, one of my favorite poets, was born in 1888 in St. Louis, Missouri. And in 1981, Serena Williams was born on this day. And this is a day in 1937 that Bessie Smith died. We'll play some of her music along the way today. And this is a day that Paul Newman died in 2008. Now, this is also the day in 1776 that the Continental Congress sent Ben Franklin and two others over to make a formal alliance with the French to help defeat the British during the Revolutionary War. And this is the day that the People's Savings Bank was incorporated in 1907 in Philadelphia by the former black congressman George White of North Carolina. Of course, was forced out of the Congress when they killed Reconstruction. And the bank helped hundreds, thousands of African-Americans buy homes, start businesses, until the founder died in 1918 and forced the closing of the bank. This is in 1932 that Mahatma Gandhi had this fast that forced the British to compromise on privileges to the poorest people in India, the untouchables. This is a day that in 1957, the West Side Story came out. Leonard Bernstein hit the stage on Broadway. And this is the day in 1960, the first televised debate between U.S. Senator John Kennedy and Vice President Richard Nixon on the way to Kennedy becoming president in 1960. Those who watched the debate, 80 million viewers, thought that Kennedy won. Those who listened on the radio thought Nixon won. The power of TV. This is a day in 1962 that Meredith tried for the third time to register for classes at the University of Mississippi in 1962. It turned away by the governor in defiance of the U.S. Justice Department, and fellow troops had to be sent to Mississippi to enforce the laws. This is the day that Leon Hickenbotham became the first African-American member of the Federal Trade Commission in 1962. And in 1968, the Studio Museum of Harlem opened in New York City. And in 1992 as well, this is the day that F.W. de Klerk, the apartheid president of South Africa, and Nelson Mandela reached a deal for the process to change the majority rule in South Africa on this day in 1992. And this is also the day in 2008 that Barack Obama participated in his first presidential debate in Oxford, Mississippi. And this is also in the date, in September 26th, 2013, the first time that Miss Ernestine Shepherd has been on the show, which is a shame. But she's here now, which makes up for all of it. She is a personal trainer, professional model, world's oldest competitive bodybuilder at the age of 77. Have mercy. Whew. And Chauncey Whitehead's with us.
Good morning.
I made full disclosure and a disclaimer. Chauncey's my trainer, but that's not why he's here. He's here because of Ms. Ernestine and the other stuff that he's working on in terms of health. He's owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles and a community fitness activist. Good to have you both in the studio.
Great. Thank Good you. To be here, Mark.
Good to be here.
So, Ms. Ernestine, you started training. You're 77 now.
Yes.
You didn't start till you're 56.
56 years of age.
So what were you like before that?
Before then, I was just a prissy. well, I'll say young girl at 56.
That's right.
And did no exercise at all. I weighed like 145 pounds, but I had a lot of body fat on my arms and legs and hips, and I knew that I needed to change that. That's how I was.
Why did you know you needed to change that?
Because, well, first of all, when I would put my clothes on, clothes hide a multitude of things.
But they do talk to your body when they put them on. Especially if they shrink to in the middle of the night and get a little tight.
You're so right. And I really wanted to wear short sleeve blouses and you know, little sexy things. But with the shape that I had, I couldn't do that. So I knew I had to make some changes.
And you took that on.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. So it's remarkable, though. I mean, I've seen pictures of you, you know, in the Ebony magazine, other places, and your kind of bikini muscle workout stuff. And I'm like, Lord have mercy. And then I go out to work out with Chauncey, and I feel so guilty that I have so much more work to do to get even to this place.
You'll get there, Mark.
So what's important here, though, I'm curious about what this – I mean, why you think this is important? I mean, everybody is not going to be a bodybuilder or be as dedicated to working out or can spend the time that you do because you retired, right?
Yes.
Which kind of adds to your ability to spend the time the way you want to take it.
That's correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, but what do you think this overarching thing means for all of us in this community and about getting more fit, becoming more healthy? How critical is it, and you know, beyond just the personal desire to do it?
Well, Ms. Ernestine and I, we were talking off the air about how everyone has their own weight loss and fitness journey, and how it makes you feel inside, Mark, is the most important. You see how Ms. Ernestine is sitting over there beaming and smiling, and I'm sitting here smiling. We just feel good inside. We tend to interact with people a lot different. We're a little bit more happier. Yesterday, I had a medical procedure, and it's a good feeling when you go in and the nurses and the doctors tell you that your blood pressure and your heart rate is textbook, and that makes me feel good, and I think we all have our own personal fitness journey. And if weight loss is the goal, that's great. But how it makes you feel inside is the most important.
So, two things. Just very quickly, this is a quick story about how the two of you met. Chauncey, you want to tell the story?
All right, well, I'll tell the story briefly. About 10 or 11 years ago, I was walking from Old Court to the Druid Hill YMCA, which was about 10, 11 miles, and I passed this beautiful woman I thought was about 36 or 37, and I said good morning to her, and I kept walking. About 2 miles into my walk, I felt somebody behind me, and they came by me, and they blew past me walking, and I said, there's no way this woman is going to just walk by me and just walk by me. So I walked up to her, and I said good morning to her, and she said, good morning, young man. And I said, you walking? She said, she's walking. And she asked me, where was I walking to? And the man in me made me say, well, you're probably not walking as far as I am. I'm walking to the Druid Hill YMCA, which we had about 7 miles to go. And she said, young man, I'm walking to the Wabash, which was about 6 miles to go. And right after that, we just became fitness mother and fitness son. And never again would I misjudge a woman on her level of fitness after our initial meeting. Never.
Good lesson. Good lesson, Chauncey.
Great lesson.
So, and Ernestine, I'm just curious what that journey was like for you. I mean, you started at 56. Tell me about that, about what you, what it was like. I mean, how you started, what it was like, because, you know, when you start working out, people want instant kind of results.
Right.
They want to see their stomach flat, and they want to see their muscles looking bigger all of a sudden. They want to be able to walk 15 miles, and they can barely do 2. So talk about that sojourn for you, what that was like.
Okay. When I started on this fitness journey, I knew that it would take some time to get fit. You can't do it overnight. But I will start with this. My sister and I were working out together, and we decided we were going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. However, she died. But before she died, she made me promise that I would continue what she was doing. She got a mantra for me, which is determined, dedicated, disciplined to be fit.
Which is on your shirt right now.
I wear it on all of my shirts.
Oh, do you really? Determined,
yes.
Dedicated,
disciplined to
be
fit. And then we had a creed that we were going to live by. So after she died, well, I went into a deep depression, developed high blood pressure, all of the nasty things that you get. Got myself back together, started out slowly, started walking, started doing aerobics, started lifting weights, and it takes a while, not 1 week. People think that it'll, if you start working out, it'll happen in a week. Oh, no, no, no. Nutrition is very, very important.
You changed your diet.
Yeah, I had
How did you change your diet?
I had gone to a nutritionist, and the nutritionist prepared a diet for me. I eat 5 to 6 small meals a day, drink plenty of water, and I find that works very well for me. After a while, my high blood pressure left. I had panic attacks, all of that left. My depression, because when you work out and walk and run, it's a whole new ball game. I'm happier than I have ever been in my life at age 77. Mm. And I pass that on to others because I want to inspire others that it's very, very important to live a healthy lifestyle. And I'll tell you 2 more things.
Yeah, please.
I tell people that age is nothing but a number, and that you can get fit, not to be a bodybuilder, but to be healthy. And I also say, if ever there were an anti-aging pill, boy, you'd have to call it exercise.
That's
it
right.
has worked for me.
Anti-aging in what sense?
Well, okay. I'm not bragging on myself.
Why not? You might as well do it. You look beautiful.
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, then I can. Well, okay. With drinking plenty of water, my skin is not dry. I just don't have the problems that I had before. I feel more confident. I'm confident about everything that I do. And not only that, I don't let anything bother me anymore because I have more years behind me than I have in front.
Amen to that.
So what I say in my creed, I promise to be strong and not to let anything upset my peace of mind. That's how I live day in and day out. And I'm not just saying that, Mark. That's how I live.
So, go ahead.
I agree, and Ms. Ernestine and I talk about anti-aging all the time, and one of it is how you feel inside. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to accept that, okay, I'm 49 or I'm 50, I'm too old to exercise. And too much in our society, we tell people that at a certain age, you better accept that you're going to get bigger or better accept that you cannot work out. Now, you need to work out a little bit smarter and more efficient for your age. But age is just a number.
It's a number, but also, folks, join us here at 410-319-8888. I know there's a lot of people out there who really think about fitness and want to get fit and want to change their lifestyle. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but it's something we all can do, and it's a struggle. I mean, I'll be honest, it's a struggle because you've got to put that thing into your lifestyle, into your work.
Yes.
You've got to get up in the morning and either do your meditation and do some stretching and get your body ready for the day, and that takes a little discipline because our lives are so busy. We have children and all this stuff and work and the madness of life. So join us here, 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. We are here with Ms. Ernestine Shepherd, a personal trainer who is the world's oldest competitive bodybuilder at age 77, amazing human being. Chauncey Whitehead, fitness professional and owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles and a community fitness activist. Your thoughts, 410-319-8888. I'll check on Facebook as well, see if you've logged on there. But it's not an easy thing to do because when you say diet, I mean, the older you get, you can't eat what you ate before.
True.
That's
and
true.
The volume you ate before because it affects your body much differently. Mm-hmm. Joints begin to hurt more than they did when you were younger.
Right.
If you're on the older end of wanting to do all that, right?
And I have to say that before you start any fitness program, exercise program, no matter what your age, always check with your medical professional, your doctor, no matter what age you're at. You always want to check with your doctor to make sure that the fitness program that you're about to partake in is correct for you. So always check with your doctor. And like you said, Mark, as we get older, there are a lot of different things that we have going on in our body that it's very important to be careful. A lot of people are purchasing these videos and some of these high-impact exercise that they see on television, and it's just not appropriate for their body and then their age. And so it is important. The joints tend to bother you, these different things that bother you, so you need to check with your medical professional.
Let me open the phones here. Folks calling in at 410-319-8888. Sheldon in Pikesville, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to recount my fitness experience. 3 years ago, I was 58 years old, and I weighed 210 pounds. I had high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. I had serious sleep apnea. My triglycerides were off the charts. So I took several medications. And I decided I was just going to take control of my health, and I started bicycling like crazy.
Good.
doing resistance work, working with a trainer, just watching what I ate. I've lost 30 pounds.
Congratulations.
That's beautiful.
I take no medication.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. My blood pressure is normal. My resting heartbeat gets down to 40. And I took a 145-mile bike ride this summer.
Wow. Sheldon, congratulations.
Wow.
I got one question for you. What did the fitness professional help you with? Tell us how beneficial a fitness professional can help you in your fitness.
Well, he put together a program that was appropriate for me at 210 pounds, mm-hmm. and then as time went on, we modified that program as my capabilities grew. I have to say now, in addition to bicycling, what I do now is yoga.
Great.
Flexibility, great.
For flexibility, well, one thing that happens when you do a lot of bicycling is your hip muscles get very tight. And yoga is good at countering that. And yes, the flexibility, I'm much more flexible than I used to be. And I never really had a good sense of balance. I still don't have a great sense of balance, but it's better than it was. And mainly it's the meditative aspects of yoga that help you have the right attitude towards all this. So, you're never too old. You're really never too
old.
Yeah, never. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad you joined us for that story.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, I think this is young and old we're talking about. Each age group is very different in terms of what you do.
It's true.
Because I think some people, let's say with young kids, before we go to our next caller, Reggie, I've seen people work out with young kids, and maybe you'll disagree. Tell me what you think. Start young kids out on weights much too early when their muscles are just developing. They're just beginning to kind of find, because our bodies have to grow to a certain point. But I think we kind of somehow overdo it sometimes with young people.
Yes.
I think we overdo it with young people and older people. I've been to a couple of classes where with the young people, I think we should stick with some of the old school fitness test type of exercises, the jumping jacks, the toe touches. And even as we get older, I work with a lot of my older clients, not you, Mark, that we do modified toe touches and modified calisthenics. But I think age-appropriate exercises and how each person is a little different. And my thing is to try to encourage them to do something at first, but age and exercise appropriate for them.
You have a thought, Ernestine, before we go back to the phones?
No. Chauncey has covered everything.
410-319-8888. Reggie in Baltimore, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. I usually don't call. Or as a matter of fact, I usually don't listen to talk radio in the morning.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, really.
And I'm really inspired by Ms. Ernestine. I really, at 77, and I remember looking on the front cover of Ebony magazine and seeing a snapshot of you, and I was saying, wow. 20 years ago, I was in the best health of my life, but jobs and graduate school took me away from that regimen. That and also medication have just caused me to just lose focus. And it wasn't about 2 weeks ago that I decided that I need to get back on this journey.
Okay.
I haven't heard you say that it's a process and that it doesn't happen overnight. Kind of like just gave me that dose of energy and motivation that even at the age of 57, I can, too, get to the end of this journey no matter what day that is that God decides to take me out of this place. And so I just want to commend you and thank you for your kind word, your kind supportive words to a 57-year-old African American male who's trying to be drug free, a fit father, fit husband, and a great motivator for the rest of this, you know, the rest of the community here in the city of Baltimore that I work and play in.
Congratulations,
Reggie Turner. Thanks so much for that call.
Thank you, Reggie.
And he was referring to an article, by the way, in this September issue of Ebony Magazine. And there's a wonderful spread and article about Miss Ernestine, and that you all should look at and see. And it just shows you the vibrancy of her, her body, her life, her lifestyle. It's really important for all of us to see.
Yes.
I mean, we don't all have to be bodybuilders.
No.
Right?
No.
That's right.
No. Reggie, if you would like to see Miss Ernestine and get a little bit motivation, this Saturday, September the 28th.
One of the reasons we're here this morning.
At 6:30 a.m. at Druid Hill Park. By the tennis courts, we're doing a community walk. And I'll say it again, walk. You can walk anywhere between 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, all the way up to 5 miles. No one is going to leave you. We're going to walk. We're going to fellowship. We're going to get fit. Miss Ernestine, tell them about the last walk you had and a little bit more information and invite Reggie and Sheldon. Sheldon can come out and walk or ride his bike.
Oh, I'd love to have both of them. I had begun this walk in July. I decided I wanted people to get more cardio, and they said, well, gee, I can't run. I said, well, we'll walk. So in July, I had gotten at least 66 people to come out and walk with me. We went through the dreaded hills of Druid Hill Park. No one was left behind. Everyone was very, very comfortable. Then they mentioned to me, well, I liked that. Can we do it again? So then I decided we would do it in August. So we did it in August. I had 75 people then. So then they said to me, let's make this an ongoing thing. So here it is. Each month, I'm going to have people.
Every month.
People are driving down from New Jersey and New York to come to walk at Druid Hill Park. Our hood, Miss Ernestine and I's hood, Druid Hill Park, and they're coming from all over, Mark, to come on down. And we invite anyone to come down, walk with us, fellowship with us. But make sure that you wear a comfortable walking or cross-training shoe. Bring a bottle of water and maybe a towel just in case, but we want to make sure that everybody is safe, a comfortable walking, a cross-trainer shoe, a bottle of water. Anything else, Miss Ernestine?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned about the shoes because, you know, you don't want your shoes just fitting because your feet elongate when you're walking and you'll end up with a black toenail. So please make sure your shoes, go to a store and make sure they measure you correctly for your shoes so that you will be comfortable. That's important.
So if you wear a 9, you should get a 9.5.
Yeah, you should wear a
right?
9.
I get mine a whole size larger.
A whole size larger.
Mm-hmm. I definitely do.
So do I. Because mine's my feet get they swell up after and want walking is more.
So that's it. So that's why people's feet hurt when they walk.
Exactly.
Oh yes.
Long distance. Okay.
Right.
That's an interesting tip.
Very, very important because we not only want people to walk, we want to educate them.
I have an idea.
Okay, go ahead, Mark. He's smiling.
Uh-oh.
I got an idea. We should make this a regular segment to talk about health and fitness with questions. Come up with stuff. Tell people ahead of time they can call in, write their ideas about what they want to know about health and fitness, cover a different angle all the time, diet, how you change, and really spend a lot of time talking, misunderstanding just about how you the process that you went through to change.
Okay.
I think is important, and you too, and all of us.
I think we should do this
on a regular basis.
We would love to do that. My fitness mother and I would love to come and bring some of our colleagues and answer the questions from the listeners.
Fitness mother. I like that when you say that.
I'm her fitness son, and she's my fitness mother.
That's right.
So this Saturday, again, it's this Saturday.
September 28th, 6:30 a.m., we're going to walk at the Druid Hill Park, meet at the tennis courts. At the tennis courts, 6:30 a.m., we're going to walk.
The tennis courts are now, they've moved. They're on the other side of the park. They're by that little car thing, right?
They're by the reservoir.
By the reservoir.
And by the city's
basketball
public
court
works.
Yeah.
Right. So it's right. Mm-hmm. So you're a little, if you right, gotcha. So we meet there, 6:30.
6:30 a.m. We're going to, Miss Ernestine is going to gather everybody together, give them a pep talk, get us a little word of inspiration, and then we're going to walk, and we're just going to have fun, and we're going to get the next date together for November, too, and October.
In October. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we could do this thing about how maybe do this on the air together before each event.
Ooh, get more
people
to
come
great.
To the event and
definitely.
Have our fitness talk.
Definitely.
That would be
that's,
wonderful.
That's, hey, we're anything
maybe
we
can
do.
Maybe I can find
do,
the guinea pig and I can,
anything we can do to get the community healthy and fit, we're going
to
do it.
And Mark, I have to let them know, cold weather does not stop us. We keep coming no
that's
matter
it.
What. So don't say you can't do it because it's cold.
We'll
just
teach
warm.
Them how to bundle up. We'll teach
that's
them how
right.
to bundle
just
up.
Just warm. Layer.
Yes, layer. We're
layer
runners. We're runners and walkers.
Miss Ernestine Shepherd, personal trainer, professional model. When you see, go to Ebony. You'll see why she's a professional model. And this month's Ebony, world's oldest competitive bodybuilder at age 77, Chauncey Whitehead, fitness professional and owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles. Contact information for that will be on our website. And I also thank both of them because they don't just do the workouts to make money as trainers. They really work with people in the community
right.
people can afford the services
that's
and
right.
also learn how to be healthy, which is they're dedicated to the community, not just to their wallet. It's good to have you both with us.
Thank you, Mark, for having us. We'll see you next month.
We'll see you next month. And as speaking of what we did last time we were together, was talk about the Park Heights Run
right.
that I participated in. Valerie did, my wife, there together. We're about to have a conversation about the future of that community, Park Heights, coming up. Stay with us. Don't go away.